Yep, I got it. All right, we are going to call the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board meeting for April 30th, 2026, 6:30 p.m. into order. And the first thing we're going to do is the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now we'll go into roll call. Start with Earl.
Harry Williams.
Sandra Cosgrove.
Stephanie Jordan.
Okay. All righty, and I don't see anybody else in the room, so we'll go ahead and move.
We do. Leave it like that.
Better get it going before Al comes.
No, he's running for office, so he's off doing other things.
Is he really?
Yeah. He always does.
Oh, okay.
He always does. We'll move to agenda item number 2, which is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. Is there anyone that would like to do public comment? Okay, seeing none, we will move on to agenda item number 3, which is approval of the minutes for our April 16th, 2026 meeting. Board, do I have any recommendations or suggestions for changes? No? Okay, would you like to make a motion, Stephanie?
A motion to approve the minutes from April 16th.
All right, we have a motion. All in favor say aye.
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 Abstain, I wasn't
And
here.
An abstention from Harry, because he was not here. Agenda item number 4, approval of the agenda for tonight, which is April 30th, 2026. I don't think we have any holds or combines or deletes. So do I have a motion to approve the agenda for this evening?
Move to approve.
Okay, motion by Earl. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And nobody opposed or an abstention. Do we have any information items? No? All right then. We will go right into our agenda. So the first item on the agenda is WS260154, Bazo Juan, waiver of development standards to reduce the setback in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on a 0.22 acres in an RS3.3 residential single-family, 3.3 zone within the Airport Environs AE75 overlay, generally located south of Twinkle Star Drive and west of Walnut Road within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Is that you? Okay, come on up.
Hello.
Go ahead and state your name for the record.
Name and address. Juan Bazua, 3711 Twinkle Star Drive.
Okay. And then if you can kind of explain what it is that you're looking to do.
We're just asking us so you could reduce the setback because it was originally 15 feet. Mm-hmm. From originally we had built this metal building, storage that we had built there. So we're just asking if we could get a set of 15 feet, we could get a 12 feet setback.
Do you have anything you want to show us?
Yes.
If you put it right up on the desk here, it'll show up here.
This is the actual structure.
Okay.
You have an existing, because it's already existing, right?
Yeah.
Can you show us the picture of what it looks like right now?
Do you have a picture of it?
Like from the top or side angle?
It doesn't matter. Just a picture of what's there right now.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're, I mean, it's already there, so if you can show us what it's.
Yeah, that's right there.
Yeah, that's better.
That
so
works.
We'll know what's there already.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, you got other ones?
Or that's just.
It helps us visually versus just the diagram of what you. Okay, put them side by side, so up there.
Pull them down just
down,
a little.
Down just a little bit.
Oh, sorry. I'm just looking at this.
There we go.
That's better. Thank you.
I got more for you guys.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, whatever. If you want to lay them across.
If you want to talk about how it is and how long you've had it and that kind of stuff, it'd be cool.
It won't fit.
So maybe give us a little bit of information on how we got where we're at right now.
So we use it just to store like our ATVs.
When did you build it?
So me and him, we, what year was it? 2015.
Okay.
Okay.
2015. So yeah, we usually just store like our miscellaneous stuff, like our, just any stuff we don't want to keep in the garage, but we have a garage for the cars, that's it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we didn't know we had an apartment. I guess it was too high, or I guess the setback and everything that happened.
Could you put this up there and show sure where is that neighborhood?
Yeah, this is a map of the neighborhood. Can you?
This right here, this one. Right here.
Oh, pull it down just a little bit. There we go.
This is the shed right here.
Okay. That's
great. Yeah, how the close shed is right it here to the fence?
To the fence, to the wall?
Yeah.
Like to the back wall?
Well, to the side wall.
To the side wall is right here. I'm gonna show you a printer that where I have the.
Yeah, you can show. Even though we're gonna have the question part now.
This is the storage right here, and this is the set around the perimeter. This is the house right here.
Okay. Yeah,
and this is all our yard as well, and this is our fence. Obviously
on the north side, how close is it to the fence there?
On the north side.
So when you're like looking right here.
Yeah, it's 12 feet 9.
12 feet from the fence?
Yeah, that's what we were saying for the setback, because it was originally 15, had to be.
I know we're not at the questioning piece yet.
Let me go ahead and I'll just open up for public comment.
Nobody,
then we can, there's nobody
comment
here. All right, so this is an open meeting. Would anyone like to do public comment on this agenda item? Okay. Seeing no one, board.
Okay, so back to Earl's question. Is there a property behind, what's the closest property? Is this that property right
here? Yeah, this, all this is a property, and it's like warehouses back here.
Okay, so this building right here is your
Yeah, that's the storage.
And so this right here is the your
the
neighbor?
The borderline, the wall right there in between is 5 feet off the wall. Oh, yeah, 5 feet. I forgot how much. Yeah, 5 feet.
So it's 5 feet off the wall from your neighbor?
Yeah, from my neighbors, and it's more over here because of the way it's angled.
So it's between 5 and 8 feet from your neighbor?
Yeah, from my neighbor's wall.
Okay.
Our dividing wall.
And then it's 12 feet to the back part of your wall?
Yes, correct. 12.9 feet.
There's just the one waiver. They have 12 feet and it's supposed to be
15. It's this down here.
So it's that waiver. It's not the distance between your neighbor's houses from the 12 to the
waiver,
back.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
It's just the waiver for that.
Okay. Do you have any, my other question, have you a letter or anything from your neighbor that's your neighbor's fine with it or anybody else from the community?
I could get it, but I do not have it, but I for sure could get it.
Okay, no, I was just asking you because we're a advisory committee. And if you go to the next level, it's always good to have some support from neighbors. Nobody's here to say they don't like it here.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying to build your case and to say, hey, my neighbor, here's something that was signed by the neighbor. He doesn't have an issue with it, you know.
Because what it says here, it says staff finds the location of both additions may negatively impact adjacent property, therefore recommends denial. So they're recommending denial based on an assumption that your neighbors are not going to want you to keep the shed this way.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a letter from them saying, no, this is not the case, it would be easier for you.
Okay. Is that something I could do again? Or?
No. Well, we aren't the deciding board on this.
You would be able to do it at the county commission.
When you get from this level.
Get a letter before you go to your meeting on the
6th. Okay.
So if you can get something from them.
On the 5th, you're going to Planning Commission.
Okay, next week, if you can get something from them, in writing saying, hey, we have no issue. I'm just saying, I don't know whether or not they would
say anything.
I'm not saying that the Planning Commission is going to approve it or deny it based on that, but it's always helpful to have that. That's
all
I'm saying.
If it's in here, it was obviously something they were thinking about.
Okay,
that it might, your neighbors might not like this.
Okay.
So they're going to want to ask, just like Harry did, do you have a letter? Did they complain?
And 9 times out of 10, almost 10 times out of 10, for something like this, it was probably somebody who called in about a code violation or something like that. And I'm not gonna ask, say who may, and I'm not gonna, we're not getting into that. But in order for, if you've had it that long, somebody may have said something. And I can't say if it was a neighbor or somebody in the backyard, I don't know. And I'm not getting into that piece, but it just helps.
Yeah, usually when there's a code violation, the person who filed it will come to the meeting. So, but this is the second time they've been on our agenda.
Okay. So that's all I had to say about that.
One question. Have you applied for a building permit now to get this
approved? Yes, we already went through public. I already did everything. This is part of the last process.
Okay.
So I think he's already done what's under the recommendation here, if approved.
If approved, okay.
Yeah, we already have that.
Let's see.
If approved.
Okay, if for 1 year to complete the building permit and inspection. So if we do approve it, you have a year to get the building permitted and inspection process and...
You're going to go through the whole process,
yes,
right?
You'd have to go through that whole process.
Okay. So do we want to do a motion and say we approve based on the staff conditions?
Yeah.
Well, if you make that motion.
Okay. So I want to make a motion that we go ahead and approve, but that it's going to be based on the preliminary staff conditions and everything that's listed in here you're going to need to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is pretty much is just getting building permit and inspections.
And all that. Okay. Okay, so I made the motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Now just make sure you get the letters from your neighbors for the next meeting.
Perfect. I for sure will get them.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're zipping along. So we'll go to agenda item number 2, which is WS260178. Oakman Larry M. the second, waivers of development standards for the following: eliminate setback and eliminate reduced building separation in conjunction with the existing single family residence on a 0.18 acres in an RS5.2 residential single family 5.2 zone, generally located north of Halverin Avenue and east of that name? How is a 5-year-old supposed to learn that in kindergarten? Obstiston Way within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
I'm here.
All right.
Larry Beckman, 1228 Obstiston Way.
Seriously, how is a poor little kid supposed to, when kindergarten?
We actually bought it 32 years ago, so we're so used to it.
All right. Okay.
So
we're ready.
So just I have a drawing here of the actual, what we did was we built a carport here on the north side of our property. And then the other here is the neighbor's consent that's actually there. Here's the picture.
And there's a picture, okay.
On the camp, whoops.
Yep.
Kind of see.
And then scooch it down just a little bit.
Sure.
There you go. There we go. Okay.
And
then you have a letter?
Yeah, this is our neighbor's consent, the one adjoining it. And she signed that she had no issues with it.
Okay. Alrighty, so this is a public hearing. Would anyone like to do a public comment on this agenda item? All right, seeing none, we'll go to board questions.
I'm sure your person is supportive. I'm looking at it. I thought it was a normal carport. This is rather big. So is this a carport for I would assume it's a carport for an RV, not just...
So basically what it is I built a carport for dual purpose in case we ever do get an RV. It's actually for our... for our classic cars we have, and I have I have classic cars, and I needed space to, and I wanted it protected.
And then the letter is for the neighbor that's on right there.
That house. We live on the corner.
Okay.
So we only have the one neighbor.
The one. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Earl, any questions?
I went out there to look at it today, and I'm glad you brought your pictures. I don't have to show you mine. It's beautiful. Your house is manicured. It looks really nice and the best in the neighborhood type of property. My concern is planning department again. Did you build this without a permit?
The car came before. I had it already engineered and everything. We pulled the permit, we didn't have the permit pulled ahead of time, but I had it when I bought the kit engineered for here with the intentions.
Right.
But the car got first, so I had to build it.
Okay.
And it was a do-it-yourself carport.
So we have a contractor.
Yeah, we just did it.
That's
and,
what we did, because then that would be he should have pulled a permit.
How long have you had it?
We built that August of last year.
Okay. August of last year.
And this is another one that has preliminary conditions about permitting.
In case it goes through and you need the building permits and inspections and all that, and if building inspection and building permits come back and says, hey, it needs to be constructed with
different colors,
different, you know, or it has to have more support or whatever they may say. Will you be, you know, you're amenable to
approved through building?
Oh, it has.
Okay.
Yes. Do you have that?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, because they may ask you, and that may be something that you need to say that the building has inspected it and it has been approved through building and all those kind of things.
It just has not been inspected, but it has been through the engineering.
Right.
And they've approved everything to the point of.
So it's structurally sound. You know, we know we have high winds. We don't expect half of it to be in the neighbor's backyard. All those kind of things.
We're pointing at something.
So it's already through that point.
Okay, that's why I'm asking.
As soon as they tell us that everybody's approved on setbacks, they're going to give us a permit. I'm going to call for the inspection.
Okay,
because, you know, I'm just concerned about, you know, if you did it yourself and wind and some of the elements that we do get, I don't want half of it to be in your neighbor's yard or pieces to, you know, I just wanted to make sure
you're structurally sound. Yeah, if you've lived here for a while, you know what happens when the wind blows.
I was born here. So.
People get new trampolines in their yard.
So close to the neighbor's yard, the roof, does it drain into the roof?
It drains into our yard. It's 6 inches, you can see. It's 6 inches from...
6 inches?
Yeah, down the side of the wall. There is a 6-inch gap.
Could you hand us the letter?
Okay.
Yes.
Eyeball that real quick.
Okay, so I was going to go with that too. I was going to ask about the drainage and if you did have it where it was, if it does come down, you have a...
I don't have a gutter on it because they told us that we didn't need it with the 6-inch.
That it does go into
because
your yard.
It's the pitch is so slow, it's not going to run off.
Yeah, so she's saying that she's aware of all these
fall
things.
Down.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about the patio in the back? How close is that to
the... Oh, that's a foot away or more.
That's a foot away, okay.
Yeah, that's
I didn't more. Measure it, I just looked at it.
Yeah. That was another one. We bought the house 32 years ago. It had a patio.
Was it there?
It was there, a wooden one, and it was falling apart. So the aluminum wood people came by. I said that. They said they didn't need one because it was existing. So they just replaced what we had into a nicer looking.
Yeah.
And that was done 7-8 years ago.
Okay. So if we were to do something similar with you, or we approve, but you agree to all the conditions, you're okay with that?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do a motion to approve with the stipulation that you have to complete all the preliminary staff conditions. You're okay with that?
Sure.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, you pass.
All right. Thank
okay.
you.
This stage.
Yep.
Yeah,
you pass us. We're the mean people, scary people. Yeah.
But just remember to let them know that you have had it inspected, or you know, you've gone through that process and all that as you go through the next steps.
There's somebody behind you, is there? Is there a neighbor behind
there
you?
There is a neighbor behind me, but it's from
that's
the from
but
the carport.
I think the setback in the back is
that carport is, enough. You know, I mean, you know, what, 30 feet or 40 right. feet?
Yeah, he was okay on that one.
Okay.
Okay.
It's good. Okay. You're good.
Alrighty.
You've already said, yeah.
Okay. You're good.
So we're okay. The land there too. Have a good day. Enjoy
you
the rest of the day.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we are now on to agenda item number 7, which is general business. And I don't see anybody from any of the commissioner's office, so I'm going to say there's none. And we'll go to agenda item number 8, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wants to extend the length of the presentation, that will be done by the chairperson or by a majority vote. Seeing none, I'm going to say our next meeting is May 14th, 2026, and we adjourn.
Fastest meeting ever.
Yay!